Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Welcome to the Max Living Radio Show with your hosts, Dr. Barnes and Dr. Wolf.
Welcome, everybody. You're listening to the Maximized Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I am your host, and I'm so glad you guys are tuning in today. It is going to be an incredible show. We're going to be talking about stress, sugar, just sharing you some personal stories about how we've seen so many lives change in our clinic. And we're going to be speaking about Stephen, Jackie, Susan, and Tim today. You're going to hear their stories and really how they've overcome sickness, suffering, disease without drugs or surgery. And it's just awesome to be able to share hope with you guys about health and healing. That is why we do this show. That's why I'm on the air right now. That's why I have a clinic here in St. Louis, is because we realize that people are just sick and tired of being sick and tired. People want to be able to function and heal optimally without the need for drugs or surgery. And we know that people are looking for it, but they have nowhere to go. Right now, we are one of the sickest countries in the world. Our performance of our healthcare model is failing us. And really, it's because although we call it healthcare, it's really sick care and crisis care. We know that we are in a crisis right now in our country. Even in our community, I just see more and more kids coming into my clinic who are sick on multiple medications, more and more people that are going to the hospital for heart attacks, being diagnosed with cancer, diabetes, you name it. And I think we're losing sight of what real health is. And I think as my clinic is called Health From Within for a reason, because we have to stop and change how we view health. That health isn't necessarily how you look or how you feel. Now, I want you to feel great, don't get me wrong, but it's not necessarily how you look or how you feel. We know that if you're feeling bad, it's a warning sign that something's been going on for years, right? If you're feeling bad, something's been going on for years, and finally, you hear it, you feel it, and your body's yelling at you at this point, right? And so what we've realized is that there are things that your body may be telling you, warning signs, that if you don't do anything about them, that they're going to keep getting worse and worse and worse over time. And so, listen, I want you to feel great, but if we do feel bad, it's not necessarily a bad thing. Now, it's something that's going wrong in the body, don't get me wrong, but if we listen to that symptom and we do something about it, then we can get to the cause of it and not just ignore it to let it get worse, not just medicate it to give us false sense of hope, but actually to listen to those symptoms. And so for all the listeners out there, who call in every week, text in, all of our patients who come into the clinic, who email us. Listen, guys, listen, if there's anything you I ask that you take away from what we do in this community is that you start to listen to your body and you start to ask questions on why you feel the way you feel, why you're being diagnosed with a certain disease, sickness, symptom, or why you're giving a medication, how long are you on it, how can you get off it, right? So start asking the right questions, being sensitive to what your body's saying, and really take control of your health. Because health means that your body must be healing and functioning at 100%. It's not how you look or how you feel. Health means you have to be healing. So if you're healing, over time, you're going to start to feel, wait for it, better. But I feel like we're completely missing the target. And I know that because even in people that we love and care about, our friends, our close family members, extended family, whatever it is, I overhear things that just blow my mind when it comes to how we're viewing our health. You know, we had a couple friends over this weekend, and it just blew my mind what I heard. And I had to share with you guys that this mom was actually bragging about how her kid loves taking penicillin. Like, she's so thankful that her kid loves taking penicillin. And it's gotten to the point to where when her kid's teeth hurt or when something hurts, the kid asks for penicillin. This is a 3-year-old, 4-year-old. I mean, this. And they were laughing about it. They were smiling about it. It just doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense how we're trying to eat healthy. We're trying to exercise, which they are. They're trying to get their best food into their kids. They're organic, no sugar, you know, everything like that. No technology, nothing like that. But then you can just give them penicillin. Like it blows my mind. I don't get it. What are we missing? Some of you are taking aspirin every single day. Some of you are taking ibuprofen every single day just to get through life. Blood pressure meds, cholesterol meds, you're just taking medication every day. It's not the answer to health. You weren't lacking a medication. You weren't lacking aspirin, right? You weren't lacking that. You weren't lacking ibuprofen, which was causing your knee to hurt. Something's causing your knee to hurt. Something's causing your blood pressure to go up. Something's causing, you know, your blood sugar to go up, your cholesterol to go up, something's causing it to go up. You weren't lacking the pill. You weren't lacking the medication. So once we wrap our head around that health does not come from a pill, potion, lotion, it doesn't come from anything outside of our body. It comes from within our body, and the symptoms our body's saying is a warning sign that something's wrong. See, this is why in our clinic we look at the nervous system first. We look at the brain, spinal cord, or nervous system first, and we look at that by checking the health of the spine. See, this is vital for your health. The brain sends signals down the spinal cord, out the spine, across these nerve roots that go to every single cell, tissue, and organ in your body. So for your heart to beat, for your lungs to breathe, for your stomach to digest food, for a cut to heal on your hand or your foot, for your brain to be functioning, for you not to have headaches, for you not to have numbness and tingling, for you not to have back pain, for your blood sugar to be balanced, your brain controls it all. And we are hardwired through our spinal cord and our nerve system. And our spine, if it is healthy in the right position, then our spinal cord and nerve system is going to be functioning optimally. If the spine is not healthy, if it's damaged, out of position, we've lost our curvature in our spine, or maybe you have a scoliosis, what happens is it puts pressure on the nerves that go out to the cells, tissue, and organs. Therefore, the signals from the brain cannot travel down the spinal cord, out the nerve roots, to every single cell, tissue, and organ of the body. There's absolutely no way your body can fully function and heal if there's damage in your spine. And so we have to look at the spine first. So from the back, we must be straight up and down. Our hips must be even. Our shoulders must be even. And from the side, we must have 3 45-degree curves. We have to. And we never take care of our spine. We never get our spine checked with specific x-rays ever until one day when we hurt. And even then, maybe you just try to stretch it out or get injections or take pills. One day when it hurts or when it's bad enough that you go to an orthopedist, neurosurgeon, they do surgery, and nothing ever gets fixed from it. Nothing ever gets fixed from it. And so we have to start from the spinal cord and work our way out. And that's what we do in our clinic. We want to help people restore the health and healing of their body because we realize that your body is fearfully and wonderfully made, and that just taking penicillin, just taking ibuprofen, Aleve, aspirin, just taking a cholesterol medication, just taking insulin, just taking headache medication is not the answer to health and healing. It is not the answer to health and healing, but that's what we're asking our doctor for. We're asking our doctor for pills to try to get us through life, and it's just not working. You know, one of our patients, his name's Steven. He's been a patient now for about 2 years, and when he first came into the office, he was brought in by his daughter. He's in his late 60s, and he came in with low back pain, horrible low back pain, on and off for years. When it was on, it hurt really bad. When it was off, it was really no big deal. It's called human nature, right? We are driven by pain and pleasure, right? We're driven from pain. So pain is a big motivator. And so Steven, at that time when he came in 2 years ago, had horrible low back pain. I sat down with him. In our exam, we actually sit down with every single patient, and we go over the health history of each patient. We go over really where they're at today, what their goals are, and more importantly, where do they want to go? Like, what do they want their future to look like when it comes to health? And so I was asking Steven these questions, and he said, listen, I want to be able to play with my grandkids someday. Right now, I'm fearful that I'm not going to be able to play with them. I'm not able to play golf. I'm not able to even go for a simple walk when it's nice outside sometimes. And so I really want not only my low back pain to feel better, but I want to be able to live my life. And so many times people come in with a certain symptom, but really, through asking these questions, determining what their goals are, we realize that people are fearful of not being able to live their life to the fullest. And so whether that's a minor symptom, a major disease, whatever it is, Stephen wanted to be able to live his life. He wanted to be able to golf. He wanted to be able to play with his grandkids. He wanted to be able to go for a walk and not be inhibited by low back pain. As I was going through his exam, I looked at his paperwork. He was on 5 medications. The medications were for blood sugar issues or diabetes, blood pressure issues, and cholesterol issues. And I go, Stephen, have you talked to your doctor about the game plan to reduce or remove these medications? And he says, every year I go back to my doctor, I just get more, a higher dose or more meds. I go, so what if you stop taking these today? Like, he goes, everything would be out of whack. My cholesterol would be up. My blood pressure would be up. My blood sugar would be out of control. I go, so would you say that the medications are working? He goes, I thought they did, but now that you're talking to me about this, like, I just feel like they're just keeping things at bay, and actually underlying things keep getting worse because I have to get on more medications every year and a higher dose of medications every year. And so I went over to explain to him the nerve chart, the spinal chart in our clinic, and all online. You can see it everywhere, that the spine and the lower back, you have to have a 45-degree curve from the side in your lower back. It should be a C-shaped curve. And the nerves that come out of the lower back, they go straight to the pancreas. They also go to the colon. They also go to the kidneys, which then can control blood pressure. And also, of course, the blood sugar and the liver that controls the cholesterol production. And I go, these nerves in the lower back, they go directly there. So does it make sense that if there's damage in your lower back, Stephen, that this is what's causing the other issues too? He's like, nobody's ever told me that. Nobody's ever told me. I can't believe this. It's crazy. And so what's amazing is this, is that we saw damage on his x-rays so obvious that you don't have to be a doctor to even understand it. It's so obvious that anyone could see his spine was so damaged from the side. There was no disc spaces in between any of the joints. His spine was straight up and down. And he goes, this is what's been causing my low back pain on and off for years, hasn't it? And I go, yes. He goes, this is also what's causing my blood sugar, blood pressure, and cholesterol issues, isn't it? And I go, yes, it's pretty obvious, isn't it? So we started to adjust Steven, and what's amazing with Steven is that he's lost now 20 pounds. He's decreased his insulin by 50%. He's off his blood pressure medications, and he's off his cholesterol medications. And it all started with him coming to our clinic, which is located at Manchester McKnight in Rock Hill, Missouri. It's called healthfromwithinstl.com, healthfromwithinstl.com, Health From Within Family Chiropractic. It all started there. If he didn't come there, it would have gotten worse, and thank God he has his life back now. So if you sound like Steven, or you know someone who does, who deals with low back pain, diabetes, cholesterol, blood pressure issues, one or all of those symptoms, we have to see if we can help you, and it all starts with the exam. The exam includes x-rays. Normally, when you come into our clinic, it's $140 to see what your spine looks like and to see if we can help you. But if you're listening right now, it's only $40. This is the catch. You have to pick up the phone and call. When you call, I will schedule you, and we'll take the $40 payment over the phone. If you want to see if we can help you with your low back pain, diabetes, blood pressure, cholesterol issues, call right now. 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. We'll be right back after the break. It's a living thing. It's a terrible thing to
lose. Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I am your host and also the owner of Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We are a local health center here in the St. Louis region and bringing you guys truth about health and healing over the airways. My mission is to transform the way that you view and manage your health in order for you to prevent and reverse sickness and disease without the need of drugs or surgeries or injections, so you can really live to your God-given potential. That's why I get up in the morning. That's why I have a show. That's why no matter what happens with my schedule, I'm going to be in the office, because I realize that if we're not in the clinic and we're not helping people locally, who else is going to do it? We know people want to be healthy. They want to be made whole. We realize that the body can heal itself. We just have to remove the interferences. And when it comes to the interferences, we look at five key areas. One is our mindset. Two is our spinal cord, our spinal column, our nervous system. It's the most important system of the body, and it is the number one most overlooked system in our country, which is unbelievable. Nutrition is number three. Exercise is number four. And number five is detoxing. And so last segment, we talked about how just our country's just going astray from really what health is. And we're using sickness and crisis care to try to apply it to our healthcare model. And that's why we're completely just missing the mark. You know, I shared a story, a personal story about one of our close friends who was just almost bragging about how her kids love penicillin. And she's so thankful that her kids love penicillin. And I asked her why she's thankful, and she said, because if they hurt, they just ask for a pill and I can make them feel better. And it's like, it just doesn't make sense. It just doesn't make sense. And so we look at our country, we look and see where the future of our country is going, and we're being taught that if you feel bad or if you're uncomfortable, take a drug. I mean, where's that going to lead us? I can tell you where it's led us up to this point. Not anywhere good. We make up 5% of the world's population in North America. We take upwards of 80% of the world's drugs. I mean, it's absolutely astounding. Right now, 1 in 4 to 1 in 5 kids, depending on what research article you read, 1 in 4 or 1 in 5 kids is taking a chronic pill, a chronic medication. That means they refill it at least 3 months in a row. Chronic medication. We are in an absolute crisis right now, guys. And I think we got to wake up and say, what part do we have to play? And there's a few parts. One is just taking responsibility for our health, right? Understanding that there's power in choice and that we just have to ask more questions. We have to ask more questions to our medical doctors. We've got to ask more questions to ourselves about our body. We have to figure out, hey, what did I do or not do to my body for years has led me down this path of sickness, suffering, disease? Because newsflash, it's not your parents' fault. It's not your genetics. You know, that's one thing. This is my genes. Listen, research even shows that less than 10% of what happens to you when it comes to your health goes back to your genetics. That means 90% of what happens to you is for what you do or don't do to your body. It's your fault, right? Or our fault. Like, we have to realize that it's where we're at today is because we were uneducated, most likely, or we just ignored the fact that our body was telling us something, or that we should take care of ourselves, that it's not our parents' fault. It's not our great aunt's fault. It's not our grandparents' fault. It's us not realizing that, hey, 90% of what happens to us health-wise is on us. So one is taking responsibility. Two is understanding what health is. I think a lot of people are just completely missing the mark on understanding really what the definition of health is. And so the definition of health is that your body must be healing and functioning at 100%. It's not the lack of sickness, symptom, or disease. And I got to tell you that healing and functioning 100% sometimes doesn't feel great. For instance, if you've been exposed to a virus or an infection of any kind, that your fever will be produced in the body. And I tell you what, fevers do not feel good, but fevers are actually good for you. Fevers are good for you. Why? Because it's killing off the infection, right? Doesn't feel good, but it's killing off the infection. How about allergies? When we have a runny nose or we're coughing up junk and it's gross and it's nasty, right? If we're draining and getting everything out of our lungs, although it doesn't feel great, and I'll be honest with you, it's pretty inconvenient, but it's actually your body trying to, wait for it, heal itself. It's trying to actually work and heal itself. But in our country, we stop it up. If we have a runny nose, we stop it up. If we have a cough, we take Mucinex and dry it out, which leads to what? Pneumonia or another infection, right? If we eat bad food and we're going one, sitting on the toilet or going the other way, whatever it is, we stop that up. We say, listen, okay, maybe it's food poisoning, but I want to feel comfortable. Listen, the body's trying to heal you. It's trying to get the junk out of your system. It's trying to get the junk out of the GI system. So think about this, that healing and functioning, I want it to feel great, but at the end of the day, sometimes it doesn't feel great. And we're in a try to feel good culture, no matter what it takes. We'll take this pill, we'll rub this lotion on ourselves, we'll get this injection, maybe we have to get surgery, we may take multiple pills just to feel fine. And what I'm realizing, we're feeling fine down a path that everyone is going, where we're over-medicated, we're in debt to our medical model, and guess what? At the end of the day, we're not any healthier, but actually we're sicker. And so the definition of health, in short, means you must be healing. That's what health means. Health means you must be healing. And so what is the one system that controls all the healing of the body is your nervous system. It's your brain, your spinal cord, and your central nervous system, and your spine protects that system. And if our spine is healthy, our system is going to be functioning optimally. If our spine is damaged or degenerated and it's putting pressure on the spinal cord and on the nerves, there's absolutely no way, this is a fact, not a belief, this is a fact, the brain can communicate at 100% to the cells, tissue, and organs, and you can function and heal 100%. It's literally impossible. This is why neurosurgeons get paid so much money. That's why their malpractice is so high. That's why I'm friends with a few neurosurgeons, because I realize that they understand the integrity of the nervous system and how it correlates to the integrity of the spinal column and disc spaces. They understand the value of the spine. Why? Because they see trauma. They see trauma that if someone hurts their neck or hurts their lower back or hurts anywhere in their spine, damages it enough, it can literally shut down organs. It can shut down systems of the body. But they're not taught, and people are not taught, that the spine is damaged from chronic use and abuse over time. Maybe from the birth process, maybe from sports as a kid, car accidents, falls, traumas, sitting at a desk, having text neck, which is now a real thing, having text neck, sleeping with three pillows underneath your neck, having horrible posture when you're traveling or driving. All of that over time damages the spine. And it causes a slow degenerative process, progressive process to your spinal cord or your nerves. Therefore, the signals from the brain cannot get to the body and can present as symptoms such as neck pain, blood sugar problems, TMJ, which is jaw pain, foggy thinking, blood sugar issues, headaches, thyroid problems, digestive issues, sleeping problems, back pain, sciatica, you name it. Can come from damage in the spine. Last thing, we talked about how Steven, one of our best patients, been a patient for 2 years now. He's doing amazing. He came in with low back pain. On and off for years, we found damage in his spine, which was causing the low back pain. And he goes, do you think that this is also affecting my blood sugar issues, my blood pressure issues, and my cholesterol issues? And I pointed him to the nerve system chart. And on the nerve system chart in the lower back, those nerves come out of the lower back. They go straight to the liver. They go straight to the kidneys, affecting blood pressure. Then go straight to the colon, liver, kidneys, colon, pancreas, affecting all the organs in the abdomen. I go, what do you think, Steven? If there's damage on those nerves causing pain, what do you think it's doing to those organs? He goes, they're not working like they should. I go, absolutely, they're dysfunctional. Well, Steven got off 50% of his insulin. He got off of his blood pressure medications, got off his cholesterol medications with specific chiropractic care, which is what we do in our clinic, and he's lost over 20 pounds now. Steven has his life back. He's able to golf again. He's able to be a great grandfather. He's able to go on 1 to 2 mile walks every single day because he wants to. He desires that. So although Steven came in for back pain, he had no idea that everything is controlled by the spinal cord and nervous system. He didn't know that everything was also being caused by the back pain that he thought was separate from a separate issue. And I think so many times in our country, what we do is we just separate out our organs. We say, well, I'm going to go to my GI specialist. I'm going to go to my endocrinologist. I'm going to go to my oncologist. I'm going to go to my dermatologist, right? I'm going to go to my GI specialist. I'm going to go to my ENT. I'm going to go to my primary. I'm going to go to my orthopedist. I'm going to go to my neurosurgeon. I'm going to go to my physical therapist. I'm going to go to my hematologist. I'm going to go to all these specialists. And at the end of the day, we have all these doctors with different prescriptions, pills, and everything's affecting everything else. And we were never taught that they're all actually working together, believe it or not. You can't go to the cardiologist and take a blood pressure medication and a cholesterol medication and not think that's going to affect your blood sugar. It's going to directly impact your blood sugar and vice versa. You can't go to your endocrinologist and take insulin and multiple medications for diabetes and not think it's going to affect your cholesterol. It absolutely directly impacts that. As a country, we're taught that we're pieced together by chance. It's really no big deal. But then we say, okay, well, we're fearfully and wonderfully made that our body can heal itself. Everything's working together, but I'm going to treat it like they're all separate. It's not how it works, guys. It's just not how it works. It's not how we're designed. We're designed to heal from the inside out. That there's no secret pill, potion, or lotion or injection that's ever going to heal you. It may make you feel better for short term, but it's never going to fix the problem and actually heal you. And, you know, one of the things that I love doing when we go out into the community, I love meeting people that are almost there. They're eating right. They're exercising and doing a lot of things right. They're getting massages, doing everything right. But then they never heard what chiropractic is. They never know how to apply it. Jackie is one of those patients that's been under care now for about 4 months. And I met her out at an event at her workplace. And, you know, Jackie came up to us afterwards and scheduled a new patient appointment. And she said the biggest thing that she wants to see change is her TMJ, her jaw pain and her neck pain. When she came into the clinic, we realized that she said that she can't even speak clearly for long periods of time without having jaw pain. She goes, I also feel foggy. I'm thinking. I can't think clearly. My energy is low. My sleep patterns are off. Oh, and by the way, my TMJ I've had for years. I have this neck pain too. Can you help me? And we looked at her spine. And the first thing we do with everybody is we sit down with you about 45 minutes. We go over health history, health goals, and where you want, and really where you want to go. And we realized that although she was doing a lot of things right, her body wasn't healing. There was warning signs all along the way. We did a full set of x-rays of her spine, and from the side of the neck, there should be a 45-degree curve, and hers was at 5 degrees out of 45 degrees. She lost over 90% of the curvature in her cervical spine, which was causing the damage and pressure on the nerves that went to the muscles in her jaw. Those same nerves affect the production of melatonin. They also affect the production of the function of the thyroid, which is causing everything. Well, Jackie's been getting adjusted now for 4 months, and her spine is corrected 20 degrees. Her neck pain's gone. Her TMJ is nearly non-existent. Her energy levels are up. She's clearer thinking, faster thinking, acute thinking, and her sleep pattern is impeccable. Jackie's got her life back. And it all started with her coming to our office, which is called Health From Within Family Chiropractic. Our website is healthfromwithinstl.com, healthfromwithinstl.com. We're located at Manchester, McKnight, and Rock Hill. So if you or someone you know sounds like Jackie, who's dealing with neck issues, maybe sleep issues, maybe some jaw pain, maybe it's you and you want more energy and you want to see if we can help you. Maybe you're just damaging your neck that you never knew was causing these things and you want to see if we can help. The first step is by scheduling a new patient appointment. Normally when people come into our clinic, it's $140. But if you're listening right now and you call right now and schedule when you call, it's only $40. This is the catch. You have to call now. When you call my number, I'll answer the phone and we'll schedule you. We'll take the $40 payment over the phone. That way when you come in, there's no cost whatsoever. The number to call right now is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. We'll be right back after the break.
It's a living thing. It's a terrible thing to lose.
Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximized Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I am your host, and it's been an amazing show today. I believe we have a record number of callers early this morning. It's been amazing to see people wanting to get healthy and well without drugs or surgery. Isn't that something that's rare nowadays, that people actually aren't on medication and they're not expected to get surgery and they're not getting injections on the regular basis? They actually want to be healthy. Weird, right? Healthy means you must be healing. And there's no, honestly, there's no secret pill, potion, or lotion that's ever going to heal you better than your body does. See, your body is a self-healing machine that you are fearfully and wonderfully made, that our body is always working for us. It's never working against us, regardless of how we feel. Our body is designed to heal itself. It's designed to heal itself. And this segment on the show, we talked about how Steven, who had low back pain for years, on and off for years, he couldn't play with his grandkids, couldn't go golfing sometimes, right? He had blood sugar issues, so he was on diabetes, he was on metformin, he was on blood pressure medication, cholesterol medication. We saw damage in his lower back with bone spurs and disc degeneration, and he didn't have a curve from the side. He should have a 45-degree curve. His was at zero, lost 100% of the curve in his lower back, and no one had ever told him before. Started getting care in our clinic, fast forward. He's been under care now for 2 years in our clinic. Low back pain is completely gone. Hasn't had an episode in 18 months. He's off 50% of his diabetic medication. His cholesterol medication is non-existent. The doctor took him off of it. And his blood pressure medication is, he's off his blood pressure medication. Oh, and by the way, he's lost over 20 pounds. Steven's getting healthy and he's healing. Steven, if you're listening, I'm proud of you, man. Keep it up, because guess what? You're doing everything right. We just need more and more time. The thing with Steven, he's been patient and persistent. Many times in our culture, when it comes to our health, we're not patient and we're not persistent. Come on, you guys know what I'm talking about. When you start a diet on a Monday morning and you quit by Monday evening, some of you quit by Monday lunchtime, right? You're just not persistent, right? Or we weren't patient. Oh, we just did a week of dieting or exercise or chiropractic or taking a supplement. And guess what? You know, it's not better yet. It's not better yet. Listen, it took years to get you where you're at. We must be patient to get us where we want to go, right? We have to be patient. We have to be persistent. It's not easy to get healthy in our culture. It really isn't. The principles are easy, but doing it's difficult. And the reason why is because we're in a comfortable, convenient, cheap culture, which we want our healthcare to come comfortable to us. We don't want to have to change. It better not take a lot of our schedule, so it better be convenient. And guess what? My insurance better cover it, so it better be cheap to me. And how's that working out for us? The fact is this, and most people are realizing it, who are actually getting really healthy, they're realizing that getting healthy isn't cheap. It's not easy on your time. And many times it does get uncomfortable. Actually, think about this. When you go to the gym and you exercise, the best results are in that last 10% that you give. It's not in the first 90%. It's the last 10% when you go beyond your limits, right? It's hard to catch your breath, when your muscles are sore, when your muscles are aching. If you have a personal trainer, listen, they'll say this: keep going, keep going, keep pushing through, keep pushing through. They're pushing you through the last 5 to 10% of your workout. Why? Because they know that if you're continuing to be persistent, you're going to get the best results in that last 5 to 10%. Not in the first 90%, but if you push yourself and keep going and be patient over time, although it may feel bad, you'll actually get better results. So we understand it with fitness, but we don't really get that with nutrition, or we don't really understand that with supplementation or chiropractic care, which actually removes interference of the spine and allows the body to heal. We don't understand that with those other things. We don't understand that with maybe weight loss or our sleep patterns or our hormones, right? Or our headaches. We don't realize that it took time to get where we're at today, and it takes time to get to the cause and correct that. You know, on the first segment I shared with you, one of our friends was bragging to me about how her kids love penicillin, and that, you know, she's so thankful because their kids are ever in pain or their teeth hurt, she just gives them penicillin. She laughed about it. Meanwhile, she wasn't able to give them sugar because she doesn't want them to be sugar addicts or colors and dyes in their food, which I agree with. She didn't want to give them non-organic anything, so they got the best food possible, but it's okay to give our kids penicillin? Where are we missing the boat here, guys? And I think it gets back to, as a culture, we want to be convenient, we want to feel comfortable, and we'll do whatever we can to get there as long as it's cheap. And I think we got to wake up and say that's not how healthcare is. True healthcare, real healthcare, does not come in a bottle, does not come through forms of pills, does not come through just feeling good. That's not true healthcare, right? Health means you have to be healing. You know, we talked about Jackie last segment. We talked about how she had TMJ on and off for years. She'd done a lot of things right. She was eating right, exercising right, stretching, getting massages. And the missing link was she'd never been to a corrective chiropractic office. She'd never had her spine looked at to determine what's wrong and to get it fixed. And fast forward 4 months, Jackie's neck pain is gone. Her jaw pain is completely gone. Her sleep patterns are better. She has way more energy. And she doesn't have that foggy brain, right? She'd always say, I have a foggy brain. I just feel like I'm losing my words, or I'm just not sharp. I'm not accurate anymore thought-wise. So all that's better because we started to correct her spine. We started to remove the interference in her neck, which allowed those signals to get from the brain to the body at 100%. Thyroid's working better. Melatonin production is healthier and better. The nerves that go to the muscles in the jaw are getting there better. Everything's working better. Now our body's healing. Now her body's finally healing after years of not healing. You know, I think one of the things at this time of year especially is people start to just kind of load on the stress, right? Whether it's physical stress, chemical stress, or emotional stress. They load on the stress and they load on the sugar. And we blame it on the holidays. We've all been there. But if you look at some of these numbers right now in our country, it's pretty absurd of what's happening. Right now in America, the American Heart Association recommends that the average man should not have more than 9 teaspoons of sugar per day. I'll say it again. The average man in America should not consume more than 9 teaspoons of sugar per day. And the average woman should not consume more than 6 teaspoons of sugar per day, right? So men get 9 teaspoons, women get 6 teaspoons. Do you guys realize that in a 12-ounce can of soda, it contains 8 teaspoons of sugar? So for women, if you're consuming a soda, you're getting 2 teaspoons more than you should in a daily intake of sugar. Men, if you're consuming soda, you have 1 more teaspoon to fill your limit. Think about that. That's what people are consuming for lunch, right? Let alone everything else around that. So we're in a crisis right now. We got to wake up and start to say what's changing. And so one of those patients that did that, her name is Susan. Susan, the patient, she came in about 3 months ago, and she came in, heard us on the radio, drove by our sign, was referred to our office, kind of all different ways heard about our office. And she goes, listen, Dr. Nick, I just feel like I can't be the mom that I should be to my 2 kids. I know I don't have the energy for work or at home. I feel like I'm 70, but I'm only like early 40s. Like, I feel like something's completely wrong. She goes, I heard you on the radio. I never call on the radio, but I felt like you were speaking to me. It's exactly what you said. I felt like you were speaking to me. And honestly, when people call into their clinic, usually they say, I felt like you were talking to me. That's what they say. And unfortunately, it's getting more and more common because more people are suffering and dealing with symptoms they don't have to. That's why we have this show, though, is to give you hope about health and healing, how to correct it, where to go, which is our clinic. So Susan came in, and her biggest thing was her neck. Her neck was at a 11 out of 10 pain, 11 off the charts, day in, day out. She wanted to lose weight. She had just been diagnosed with celiacs. She wanted more energy. But the biggest thing, she goes, listen, I want all these things, but if I can just be a better mom, be a better wife, and be productive at work, I'll be so happy. Just last week, we had a consultation to review how much her spine has changed when she first came in. Her neck from the side should be a 45-degree curve. When she first came in, it was at negative 10. Now it's at a positive 25. She got a 35-degree change in her neck, which means pressure has been taken off her spinal cord and nerves, and now her body's finally healing. Her neck pain is completely gone. She's lost 20 pounds. She has more energy, more sleep, and she goes, listen, if I didn't come here, things would have gotten worse. I'm so thankful I called in because now I'm the mom I believe that God designed me to be. I'm the wife that I should be. It's all because I listened to my body. I did something about it, and now I've got my life back. And it all started with her calling in, coming to our clinic, which is called Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We're located at Manchester McKnight in Rock Hill, Missouri. Our website is healthfromwithinstl.com. Healthfromwithinstl.com. So if you sound like Susan, you want to get rid of your neck pain, have more energy, maybe even lose weight if you want, listen, you have to see if we can help you. Normally, if you walk in off the street, it's $140. But if you call in right now, it's only $40. What does that include? An exam, consultation, digital nerve system scan, and a full set of x-rays for only $40. It's ridiculous, right? This is the catch. You have to call now. When you call, I will schedule you, and we'll take the $40 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no cost whatsoever. Your number to call right now to schedule a new patient appointment is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. We'll be right back after the break.
Higher and higher, baby. It's a living thing. It's a
Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. I am your host. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes, and I'm also the owner and founder of Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We are a local health center here in the St. Louis region, bringing you guys truth about health and healing over the airwaves. My mission is to transform the way that you view and manage your health so that you can prevent and reverse sickness, suffering, and disease without the use of drugs or surgery, so that you can live to your God-given potential. That's why I get up in the morning. That's what drives me, to see people get their health restored and get their life restored. Nothing's more important than your health. Health is your number one asset. And it doesn't come through a secret pill, potion, or lotion. That health comes from within. That's why my health center is called Health From Within Family Chiropractic, right? It's not because it's a fancy marketing name. It's because health does come from within. Health comes from within your body, not from outside in, but from within. Think about it. For your heart to beat, you don't have to will it. It still works. It just works. When you get exposed to a virus that many times you don't even realize you've been exposed to, your white blood cells go up. And guess what? You don't have to think about it. It happened. When you smell a certain food or when you taste a certain food, the right amount of acid is produced in your stomach. Digestive enzymes start being produced in your mouth even. Help break down whatever food that you just smelt or tasted. Guess what? You don't have to think about it. For the right amount of insulin to be produced by your pancreas to keep you from going into a sugar coma, when that is produced, you don't have to think about it. It happens. For melatonin to be produced in the body without you having to will it or think about it, so you can go to sleep and stay asleep, it's happening for you. You don't have to think about it. For a cut to heal on your hand, you don't have to think about it. The body's healing. It's working for you. And so if we know that to be true, which most people do, if we know that to be true, and we believe that our body's a miracle, that it's insane how every single cellular reaction that's working for you right now is a symphony of magnificence and perfection, then why do we think we're broken? Why do we think that we're broken? And I think our culture says if you hit this age, you're going to feel bad. Our culture says that if your mom or dad had this, you're going to have it too. Our culture says that if you have cancer, that your neighbor had cancer too, and everyone at work has cancer, and everyone at church has been diagnosed with the same cancer. So we all have it. Or heart disease. Well, we all have heart attacks. You need blood pressure and cholesterol meds? Yep. Okay, we need cholesterol medications. Okay, great. We're going to take those now. Because what? It's normal with aging. Listen. The level of disease and sickness and suffering in our country right now as Americans is at an all-time high. We have more people dying from heart disease, cancer, and diabetes than ever before in history. We have more diagnoses of cancer, heart disease, and diabetes than ever before in history. The numbers are going what? They're going up, regardless of how much drugs, how much awesome research is out there, how much the best doctors in the world are being pumped into even our city alone, some of the best hospitals, some of the best research facilities. Although we do not have a lack of resources to try to treat heart disease, cancer, and diabetes, why are more people dying from it? Now, the argument I hear is that, well, it's because, well, you know, we have more early detection. Well, if early detection is good, which I believe it is good, but if that was the answer, then why is our death rate going up? See, it just doesn't add up, right? And so what I've realized is that in our country, we're trying to treat sickness. We're trying to treat disease. We're developing all this research around the disease. And by the time you have a disease like heart disease, cancer, and diabetes, and then you throw more treatment of drugs, burning it, surgery, whatever it is on top of it, actually, it can make you worse over time, right? I mean, think about it. If you give a healthy person a drug, it's going to make them what? Sick. Listen, I don't take any medications. I've been off medications for the last 13 years. I haven't taken a pill in 13 years. Praise God for that. It's awesome. But I used to be on asthma and allergy medication and skin medication, antibiotics out of this world, right? I used to be on so many medications. And the thing is this, if I took those same levels of medications that I did, 12 or 13 years ago, it would make me violently ill and sick. So if drugs make a healthy person sick, then how can drugs make a sick person healthy? It may change some of the numbers, but it doesn't mean it's making you healthy, right? I see people coming from the radio show who have a list of medications, and I'm like, there's no way you can be healing. Your body's dealing with so many chemical reactions, foreign chemical reactions. There's no way your body can even have the energy to heal itself. There's no way. There's no way. And so when I see kids being exposed to penicillin and antibiotics and Adderall and Ritalin and sleeping medication and overuse of antibiotics and they don't believe in chiropractic for kids. I mean, this blows my mind. This blows my mind. Like, people are like, oh, I'm a skeptic of chiropractic. Well, have you ever thought to be a skeptic of the med you're putting in your body? Well, no, because the doctor says it's okay. Look at the side effects of that stuff, man. Listen to the TV commercials. The first 10 seconds, this drug's going to save your life. The next 30 seconds, you may die from it. And the last 5 seconds says, go ask your doctor for this colored pill. And by the way, you can't possibly think that the doctor likes the patient asking for a colored pill, do you? No, the doctors hate it. How do I know? Because we have medical doctors as patients in our clinic. We have surgeons and pediatricians and urgent care doctors and pharmacists and specialized nurses as patients in our clinic. And they say, you know what, Dr. Nick, everything you teach with the health of the spine and how chiropractic works and how nutrition is so important and how we have to detox and we have to exercise, we got to get the right amount of sleep and change our mindset. But most importantly, how you can actually change the spine with what you do here in your clinic, Dr. Nick. Do you know what? We've done the research. That's why we're here. This makes complete sense. And my surgeon friend over here says that he would never get surgery on his spine, so he's recommending I come to you. So watch this. Medical doctors, nurses, pharmacists, surgeons, neurologists, oncologists, whatever it is, they actually are trained to be a doctor. So as a culture, though, what we're doing is we're hearing a commercial, and we actually go into the doctor's office and we ask them, because they marketed to us very well, we asked them for this pill because we saw it on TV. Think about that system. That's a broken system where marketing is teaching us to ask questions about how to add another pill to our regimen. And if you're one of those people that doesn't take meds, kudos to you. Thank God you're not. Thank God you're not. But listen, most Americans are. And I'm not saying there's not a need for medications, but medications were originally made and developed and researched to only be applied for acute care, crisis care, sick care. The longest medication 50 years ago that you'd be on was most at longest, anywhere from 6 weeks to 6 months. That's the longest that people were on medication. I mean, think about how healthcare has changed. I mean, in the 70s, if you had a heart attack, Schwinn, the bike manufacturer, Schwinn would actually send you a bike, a stationary bike to your home, ship it to your home, and insurance covered it 100% back in the late 70s, early 80s. Think about that. Think about that system where, okay, you had a heart attack, so we're going to get you out of here, get you in your house, and we know it's going to be hard to leave the house. So your insurance is actually going to pay Schwinn to send you a bike, a stationary bike to your home. That way you can actually what? Exercise so you can recover. Think about that model. What's happened? What in the world has happened? It's getting worse, guys. We got to wake up, take the blinders off, and look all around us. There's urgent cares out on every corner. There's more vaccine marketing out there than ever before in history. There's more drug marketing than ever before in history. It's research even shows that 25% of all commercials on TV to our kids and adults are drug ads. 25% of commercials are drug ads. I mean, pick up a magazine next time you're at your doctor's office and look at how many drug ads are in there. I mean, it's absolutely absurd. I mean, we're just missing the mark completely. And I think we got to step back and say, one, how did we get here? And we know it's not the doctor's fault. We know it's not the surgeon's fault. We know it's not the medical school's fault. We know it's not Blue Cross Blue Shield's fault. The fault is our culture. They've fed us what we've wanted, which is convenience, comfortability, and cheap, meaning our insurance better cover it. Meaning, hey, it's really easy to fill this pill. You'll feel good right away. Hey, guess what? You don't have to change anything in your lifestyle, and you'll be fine. And then thirdly is your insurance covers it. You only have a $5 copay. You're good to go. I mean, doesn't that just sound good? Human nature, that sounds great to me. But I got to tell you, people come in day after day in our clinic, new patients. We see so many new patients, thousands of people in our clinic every week, get amazing results, but they come in hopeless because they're sick of that model. It's hurt them. It's hurting them. It's not helping them. And we see the lights get turned on in their body when we start to apply specific chiropractic care, nutrition, exercise, detoxing. Changes everything. One of those patients, his name is Tim. Tim came into our clinic. He has heard us on the radio. His wife actually called in. And she apparently is more into health, more active, just more progressive on that side of things, thank God, because someone has to be in the house, right? And her husband was suffering with headaches over and over and over. He's having to take headache medication, couldn't sleep, got to the point to where he travels a lot, but he couldn't even make a flight home. He almost had to have the flight land because his pain in his head was so bad. He was laying on the back floor of the cabin. He just wasn't able to function. When he came into the office, you know, he was hopeless. He's on multiple medications, and he goes, listen, I just got to be able to function to work. I got to be a dad to two of my kids, to my kids. I got to be a husband. Like, I'm just not able to function right now. My wife heard you on the radio, and I say, yes, ma'am, all the time, so I'm going to come in. We saw damage in his cervical spine, which is putting pressure on the nerves that went to his head, causing the headaches. Same nerves actually affect sleeping patterns too. And Tim has now been under care for 3 months. He started getting his spine corrected with chiropractic. Been under care for 3 months, and now his headaches are 95 to 100% improved. He's on no medications at all for his headaches. He's not worried about traveling anymore, and he's sleeping better, and most importantly, he's able to function. Tim got his life back. Headaches were deterring him from being the person he was designed to be. He's able to function now. And it all started with him coming to our office, which is called Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We're located in Manchester, McKnight, in Rock Hill, Missouri. Our website is healthfromwithinstl.com, healthfromwithinstl.com. You know, if you or someone you know has headaches and you want to see if we can help you, it's one of the things we see the best change in the fastest. The first step is by coming into our clinic. Now, normally when you come into our office and get a full exam, nerve system scan, and a full set of x-rays, normally it's $140. But if you're listening to the show right now and you call and schedule right now, it's only $40. This is the catch. You must call now. I will schedule you when you call, and we'll take the $40 payment over the phone. You literally save $100. That way, when you come in, there's no cost whatsoever. The number to call right now to schedule a new patient appointment, pick up the phone, is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. I appreciate you guys for tuning in this week. Have a blessed week and tune in next time. Thanks so much. Higher and higher, baby. It's a living thing. It's a terrible thing
to lose. Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it.
you can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.